B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brackets came out last night. On PFT's podcast this morning, they were talking about this, B. Landfill's vibing. Who is this, Sticks?
Yep.
Shout out to Sticks. Of non-sporting event, sporting events. So PFT comments are contended that the bracket reveal, the selection show, is the best non-sporting event, sporting event. I think I'd say NFL draft.
Yeah.
NFL draft kills it.
The draft is...
Let's think about this. Free agency coming around. You don't even have a TV show. And people are paying attention to that more than any damn thing out there.
Well, I mean, NFL free agency broke Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. So, no, it's not the best. I mean, it's
up there.
It's up there, but it's not the best.
What else even... All the drafts, I guess...
I think the NBA draft lottery is pretty good.
NBA draft lottery is a good one.
The NBA trade deadline, if you count that.
Yeah. Baseball, all the trade deadlines. Because the football's gotten juicy all of a sudden. I would say NFL draft 1, selection show 2. And then, honestly, the NBA draft lottery is pretty damn good. Like, this year, I'm going to watch the hell out of the lottery.
Why?
See if you Cooper get flag.
What's up with his ankle, White Bryant? Is he going to play?
John Shire said he is hopeful he can play on Friday.
I asked this question. Washington was good. Would y'all be watching it then? No. Because you think Washington might get him. So why are we going to watch it?
I'd watch.
I haven't. Because, I mean, I'll see myself trying to tune into it, too, because they may get that guy.
Listen, let's be real here. For most of all of our lives... Washington's been in the lottery. I've been watching.
They ain't been this bad.
That when they won the lottery.
They perfected this one.
When they won the lottery in 2010, that was arguably the biggest moment in Wizards history.
Is that
history.
When they got Wall?
Yeah.
I remember where I was. I was at Capitol Lounge. And it was like, whoa, we getting John Wall.
I think I was in a drive-thru at Burger King.
Sweet. What'd you get?
I don't remember. Probably delicious cheesy tots.
Mitch Tischler claims that the Burger King chicken sandwich is better than all chicken sandwiches.
It's a bold statement, Mitch.
And I think he's including, like, the Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, all of the chicken sandwich wars going on in America.
I can say what he wants. I doubt it.
What's your one-seed chicken sandwich?
One-seed chicken sandwich. I still like that Popeyes thing, man. Spicy thing. The spicy one. Popeyes. Not the regular. I like spicy.
Yo, I had a chicken sandwich at Lido's over the weekend. I had a bunch of girls playing lacrosse, and then I had to do something with them, and we went to Lido's, and it was kind of fun. We got a pizza, and I got a chicken sandwich with hot honey on it. Banging. Mm. It's quite good. White Brian, I'm going to need your... All right, so pop quiz, B. If you don't make the NCAA tournament, where do you go?
NIT normally.
Right. What the hell is the crown? There's a new thing. I feel like they roll out a new thing every couple of years.
I guess they're trying to get every team to be able to play somewhere.
They used to have the CBI was a thing.
Yeah.
Is that
the crown now?
No. So the CBI is still a thing, and I can't remember which team it was, but the NIT invited the same team that the CBI invited, so they're going to have to figure that out.
Is the crown now bigger than the NIT?
The crown is basically Fox's plan to take away viewership from the NIT. They're inviting two teams from the Big East, two teams from the Big Ten.
So looking at this, I'm looking at the crown right now, and it looks like they went and tried to get like big name teams, even if they were bad. Like Georgetown and DePaul were bad. And Georgetown and DePaul are in this thing. Villanova, like, that's a brand name. I honestly think, I don't know that this basketball will be any good, but I think this product is smart because.
But is this everybody get a trophy type mindset that even these big businesses and stuff are starting to do?
They are
not good enough to be playing in no damn postseason anything.
I think this is just a straight up cash grab. I think. The reason you put...
I don't want to see two bad teams playing each other.
Gamblers do. Like, the people that are going to watch Nebraska versus Arizona State at 5:30 on a Monday are watching it because they bet on it. And the whole tournament's in Vegas.
Those people betting on all the other teams, too.
What's the best record of any of these teams? The Hoyas went 500 on the year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they went 17 and 15. All these teams are going to be around 500.
Yeah, like you're not rolling this out for the basketball product. You're rolling this out because you get some brand value in these names.
Yeah, and I believe it's set up like the Players Era tournament in the preseason where if you win, you get an NIL allocation of some kind.
Wow.
Oh, see that now. What they're doing is getting the players to be invested. Because normally players know this is crap. We're not going to play this. Oh, I can get NIL money? It may be a little bit like you said, Fortnite. It's going to be where they're going to – they went right. Get the players to buy in. Because if it's just a school and the coaches getting paid, they don't give a damn.
Yo, Georgetown was 17 and 15. They went 8 and 12 in the Big East. And they lost to DePaul three times. DePaul went 14 and 19 overall and went 4 and 16.
So they going to give him a fourth time to try and beat him?
Yo, they're both in this crown tournament.
Can you tell me what the motto is of these teams in this tournament?
The motto?
You can of 25%.
Who's favored to win the crown? USC?
USC's in it too?
Yo, GW's in it. We got another local dancing, Landfill.
We got two.
Yeah, GW and Georgetown are in it.
And now we got eight teams out there.
Yo, Mason's got to be in the NIT, right?
They're a one seed.
What's that?
They are the two seed in the NIT, I believe.
Mason's a two seed? All right, go get him. Left hand up. I fear I'm going to end up watching the crown and probably betting on it, which is exactly what they want. If you're going out to Vegas, looks like it'd be kind of fun. They're playing these games at MGM Grand.
When is the tournament, Jay?
It looks like it is...
Is it on the night of the NCAA tournament?
No.
Okay.
The first day, I guess, is Monday, March 31st.
And they're just trying to take money from the NIT?
Something. They're not. It strikes me that they're not even going up against the tournament once. Now, they're going up against the ladies' tournament. But it's I like this. It's every day. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. So I kind of like that. And it's after the Elite Eight, before the Final Four. They're jamming it all in that week. So kind of smart, man.
Those Saturday games will lead up to the Final Four.
Are you sure, though? Dude, yes, you are sure. So 10:30 a.m. Pacific is what, 1:30 Eastern?
1:30 Eastern and 4 o'clock Eastern.
And then the first Final Four games at like 6? Yeah, like 6 and 8:30 or something? Brian, this is smart. People are going to watch this stuff because you get into this like hyper, that Sweet 16 weekend and Elite 8 weekend when you do nothing but watch college hoops for 4 days and then you feel this like college hoops vacuum. Here's your answer.
Won't be mine. It'll be yours.
Landini, any crown basketball in your future? I bet we all watch it. Maybe not you, but it's going to be some bad basketball. Who's that? Who's the opener? Utah versus Butler?
How many teams in this thing?
2, 4, 6, 8, 16.
And all of them at best 17 and 15.
Around there. I mean, some of them are bad, bad. Yo, DePaul, DePaul's 14 and 19, and they're in this joint. I think they're just trying to get like big brand names with maybe a television market, try to get people in Chicago to look at it.
Apparently, GW is 21 and 12.
Not bad. If they got all teams like that, 21 and 12, that would interest me. But teams that are 14 and 19 and stuff like that, and that doesn't interest me.
All right, let's look at the. What are the teams they got? So they got Arizona State in there, B.
What's their record?
13 and 19.
That doesn't interest me.
They got Colorado, Buffaloes.
What's their?
Deion's coaching.
He's a football coach.
Maybe he'll show up.
Still, what is their record?
14-20
Does not interest me. See, I don't like the how we going, and we are giving everybody the hope that, oh, you could be terrible, but no, you get a chance to play for a trophy.
Is that the college football bowl system?
No,
I don't like the team when the team is 6-8 No, you don't have a winning record. Don't send them nothing.
Cincinnati's in.
They must have a below 500 record because that's
18-15
Must hit it over. I at least pay attention to
that. They got
a lot
of these Big 12 teams. It's also so bizarre to me that UCF is in the Big 12. UCF is in 17-6 17-16 Sorry.
Okay.
How can you possibly call your tournament the Crown when it's the third tier tournament?
Doug.
Fourth.
It's the fourth tier tournament.
Yeah, the NCAA, NIT, CBI, then them.
This joint might beat CBI. Why, Brian, is this better than the CBI?
It will get more eyeballs than the CBI. I think the CBI is on Flow Sports.
I don't even know what that is. This will be a fascinating, because, B, you say in general we want to watch the best, right? And I think it's the biggest problem MLS has, because MLS has built this league in the United States and dedicated fans go to it. And I'm sure there's people watching on Apple. But, like, if you're an American and you're watching MLS, you know it's tier four of professional soccer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, England, Europe, various European leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's the trouble MLS has. But I don't know. I kind of equate to that. But people watch it. People bet on it. People buy the jerseys.
We'll see.
Tell Bees. Should we? This they're playing these games at MGM Grand. Tell Bees we need to go cover the Crown.
MGM Grand in Vegas.
Yeah.
You think Bees gonna fly us out there? We need to tell Odyssey we need to cover it.
They don't fly us anywhere.
Well, we won't be covering it. I would watch it then.
You know what has you covered? Crop Metcalf. The temperatures are heating up. And you better be sure your air conditioning system is ready to rock. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star tech will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There's a ton of benefits to a Crop Metcalf maintenance check, including increasing the efficiency of your systems, decreasing your energy bills, and most importantly, finding those small problems before they turn into major costly repairs. Don't wait. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable D.C. weather is tomorrow. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.